This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. So the month of June is coming to an end. All you folks who tied the knot or are contemplating a walk down the aisle, stop right now. Now, I'm not saying call off the wedding, but just be aware, before you get married, the number one thing that couples fight over is money. Marketplace Money and the Public Insight Network have collaborated on a digital project called Financial Feud. We asked you to tell us what your last money fight was about, and let's put it this way, our cup runneth over with responses. Now, a lot of the financial feud stories we've received are online now. They're part of a new online game we have where you can vote on who's right and who's wrong in each dispute. You can also submit your own financial feud if you're so inclined. Now, that's just what John did. He wrote to us about arguing with his partner, Jim, over energy use in their home in San Francisco. Hi, John. Hi, Jim.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi.
Good, good. So let's get started.
Round one. Fight!
Okay. This isn't Mortal Kombat. We don't just want you to slug it out on the air. We're going to actually try to help you resolve this fight. So I'd like you to meet Dayana Yoakum. She's a consumer finance expert who writes for The Motley Fool, and she's here to be your personal finance mediator, you might say. Hi, Dayana.
Hi. Thanks for having me here to referee.
You're welcome. John, let's start with you since you contacted us in the first place. Why don't you just sum up what money matter you and Jim are fighting over?
It has to do with our energy bill. In the last few months, it has gone up, I know not a lot, but $15. And I was giving Jim trouble about him leaving his light on in his office listening to music through the stereo, through the computer, instead of just streaming it directly to a Bluetooth speaker.
Right, right. And Jim, what about you? Is it part of this your fault?
Well, the reality is that the things that he's complaining about are small potatoes compared to the electric heater that he uses every morning in the bathroom.
In San Francisco, you have a heater.
Yeah, it's cold in the morning. I wake up at around 5 o'clock, and it's around 50 degrees outside, and it's about 60 degrees in the bathroom, and so I like to preheat the bathroom a little bit before I take my shower.
Yeah. Now, how much is this bill per month?
Electric and gas combined, it's like $50.
But I bought one of those kilowatt devices that measures energy use of appliances. And when I put the kilowatt on his heater, though, it just went through the roof because obviously a heater uses a lot more electricity than just a computer and a couple of compact fluorescent light bulbs.
Now, I hear you're using a white noise machine, though, too.
True, but the kilowatt says that barely uses any electricity at all. It calculated out to less than a dollar per month.
Okay.
That's a dollar.
So, Dayana Yoakum, let's bring you in here. Any advice for these guys? It's a blame game on the energy bill.
Yeah, Jim totally means business here if he bought a kilowatt measure. My goodness.
Yeah.
So, we're talking $15 a month. This isn't a make or break amount for you guys, right?
No, I have $15 of loose change in my briefcase right now. So.
So then I'm thinking this may not just be about money, as things frequently aren't.
Right.
This is a different issue. This is about priorities and maybe how you were raised, how you saw your parents manage money. And that's a bigger discussion. Have you had that talk with each other?
No, but I think we were both raised almost the same way, where our parents didn't spend frivolous money on anything. I remember a piece of tape over the thermostat when I was in third grade saying, if you're cold, put on a bathrobe.
Yeah, I think a sticky note on that heater is going to be going on tonight.
I think that's a fire hazard, but
yeah.
Anyhow, details. So compromise is key, but even more so, I think this friendly competition here actually could be used for good. Sit down and come up with some big, fun goals that are going to require money to achieve. So whether it's a vacation or something for your house, make it a competition to save towards a goal that both of you are excited about instead of looking at every penny on the utility bills. Frame it in a way that it's like, you know what? I would rather spend this money in our vacation fund. I think it sort of minimizes the daily squabbles over this.
Yeah.
But barring that, John, write Jim a check for $180 and use the space heater.
You know, he doesn't complain because I preheated the bathroom when he gets up to take his shower. So that's why he's never cold in the bathroom.
Diana, I think that's pretty good advice. So we'll leave it at that. Diana Yoakum is a consumer finance expert with The Motley Fool. And John and Jim, I hope you sort this all out. Let us know what happens.
Absolutely.
Will do.
And if you're listening at home and want to weigh in on John and Jim's financial feud, you can. Just visit marketplacemoney.org/financial feud to vote on who's right and read about other money fights or tell us about your own.
You're talking about a $15 difference. I mean, let him have his heater.
Who wants to be freezing early in the morning? That sucks.
Does he necessarily need the heater in the morning? Take a cold shower. He wakes you up. That's what I do.